We have another death to tell you about from Iraq today. This one is exceptionally tragic. Ber Ayuel was a translator for the U.S. Army. He was killed just 17 days after he arrived in Iraq. Ayuel was a lost boy, a refugee from southern Sudan who had resettled in Atlanta. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The Sudanese community in Atlanta is still in shock over the news that Ber Ayuel was killed in Iraq. One of his roommates, Deng Riek, quietly leads me to Ber's room, where photos fill the walls.
That's him. That's his drawing right there. His wife, him and his wife.
In addition to personal photos, there's a small American flag and a large print of the Statue of Liberty. Ber, as they called him, came to America in 1999, 2 years before many of the lost boys were resettled here. He had escaped to Sudan, lived in refugee camps, and eventually fled to Egypt. From there, he made it to Atlanta and became a teacher and father figure to many of the lost boys, including Riak.
I remember him saying, the life in America just need hard work. And he said that you all need to have your education. And that's what we are lacking in Sudan.
Riak is clearly troubled. In August, just before Ber left, he said he tried to discourage him from going to Iraq, but Ber said it was important and asked these questions.
Do Iraqi people understand Americans' goals? Do American people understand Iraqi's goals? And he said that I wish I can help these people.
Well, one morning I had taken a lot of donations to the International Rescue Committee's resettlement shop, and I saw this huge man standing, looking at the clothes, obviously shopping for something.
Volunteer with the IRC, Dee Massengale, met Ber the day after he arrived in Atlanta. She offered him clothing, but found out that he was searching for something else.
And he was very grateful, and he said, oh, well, thank you, but what I would really like is the Bible that's in your other hand. Is that also a donation? And I said, of course. And he was so thrilled. I mean, he was just, like, overwhelmed as if I'd given him $1 million.
Ber was anxious to marry his longtime fiancée, who was in Egypt. So he saved up, became a U.S. citizen, and was finally able to make his wedding trip in April. Matthew Kahn, a Sudanese community leader, says when Ber returned, he couldn't get a job right away, so he applied for work with L3 Communications, a company that provides translators in Iraq.
It could be a good job for him, according to what he sees, but unfortunately, job took his life.
Ber was considered one of the fortunate ones who escaped Sudan while thousands died during the Civil War. Tom Creek with the Carter Center says that's why it's been so painful to learn of Ber's death.
That he would come over here seeking peace. He would invest his life in trying to help others who are here and then go and, for the lack of being able to make a good living here, go and die in someone else's war. It's very hard.
Ber Ayuel had been trying to bring his wife to the U.S. Now the Sudanese community is working to get her here in time for his funeral. Meanwhile, they worry about at least two other lost boys who are now serving in Iraq. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.